Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That right now is the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100.
Is that right?
Hozier, Too Sweet. That is
well, Hozier, Taylor's coming for you. Get ready.
Yeah, she'll be back. You know, I guess the Hot 100's taking a break.
That's wild. I would actually, have expected her to be the absolute 1, 2, 5, 7, 15.
Hang on. I'm going to double check that. I saw it this morning. Too Sweet is number one.
Oh, okay.
She is. You know what? That record came out on Friday. She'll be in next week's Hot 100. I was like, she's not in the top 10. That's impossible. So enjoy it while you got it, Hozier.
Yeah. No, it's a good song, and I'm not saying I just. It does seem surprising.
Get ready for Tay in the UK. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3. That's us. Hi. On the free Odyssey app. Odyssey. Spend a minimum of 60 minutes a day listening, and you'll automatically get a free daily entry for a chance to win a trip for four to travel to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th with a four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, everything Tay in the UK, all the info you need, radioalice.com. Did you know that The Weakest Link is still on? I did not realize that, but
it's
it is.
It's not.
Not on your house.
Well, it's not, though. You're making that
I'm
up.
Not, actually.
That's it's not possible.
You know, Jane Lynch is hosting it now. Do you know who that is?
She's the coach on Glee. Was the host, towards the end of its days.
But she's also Steve Martin's
body double. Right.
On and Only
she's
Murders in the
incredible.
Building. That's
in
it's
that
one
role.
Of the best things.
Yeah, she's
about
incredible
that show.
In that role.
Only Murders in the Building is a. It's Hulu.
It is Hulu.
Yeah,
and it's great.
So anyway, she is the host of this thing and continues to be. Like I remember hearing years ago that she was going to host it. It's very quietly still on because I saw it and went, "It is."
Not where
NBC broadcast TV primetime NBC.
Really?
That's what it says here. I will also say that. At my house, we are loving Shogun. So they say here it's on FX, but I want to say we're watching it on something else, like Amazon or something. I don't know where FX is found. We're watching it on one of the main apps. But Shogun was a miniseries when we were kids. Like I think that was like in the 70s.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, though.
No.
I was a kid.
We were kids. But this... I am, it's so good. It's so well done. The acting's great. We love it. And we're watching it with our oldest kid. And we have three now. So the finale airs tonight. And there are two other episodes we haven't watched yet. So if you're also watching it, isn't it so good? Oh my God. I can't wait.
Well, check FX is part of that cluster of ABC, ESPN, Disney, and all that stuff.
Oh, so maybe it's on Disney then? That would make sense.
Well, yeah, you'd have to get the FX actual app, though. I'm not sure if it's...
Yeah, no, I'm watching... I'm telling you, I think I'm watching it on, like, Amazon or something like that.
You're probably watching on Disney then.
Maybe, yeah.
Or ABC.
See if
or
it's on there. Some,
let me see. Hulu.
See where it is. Wherever. Oh, yeah, it could be Hulu, couldn't it? Because that's a ABC thing.
They're
too.
All like one.
Yeah, way. Who even knows? Honestly, I throw my hands up in the air over this whole streaming thing. Like, I feel like I've just subscribed to so many damn things. And it's like more.
It's a Hulu thing.
Oh, it is Hulu.
It's FX, but yeah, on Hulu.
Okay. Well, and that's a Disney property. Or an
that's
ABC.
Right. Mm-hmm. ABC, ESPN, and all of that. Mm-hmm.
I watched the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. This isn't the first one. I think the first one was, it aired like right after the Super Bowl or something. They did like a teaser trailer. This is the third installment in the Deadpool series. It's called Deadpool and Wolverine. Mm. This is the second trailer for this. And at first I'm watching it and I'm like, okay, whatever. That's fun. This is funny, whatever. By the end, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't wait.
Has a lot of heart.
What's that?
Has a lot of heart and profanity.
And even in the trailer, there's just like double entendres at the yin yang. I mean, it's so, and a lot of swearing too. I don't even think that you can.
I'll roll a little bit of audio.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about saving worlds.
Oh my God, that was the worst thing I've ever heard
in my life. There you go, my bad.
Trust me, kid, I'm no hero. You were an X-Man. You were the X-Man. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Want to do some cocaine?
Hey, cocaine is the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupter?
Even forest bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes! I can't.
Well, once my ears recovered from that, hopefully that was smashed down by the time I got to your radio speakers. Because, whoa! Ugh, my ears are ringing.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. What are you going to do? I mean, start low. Start low and fade it up. Yikes. Okay, anyway, Deadpool and Wolverine. It's the third installment in the Deadpool series and the first set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, it's a crossover.
The weird thing about this movie, it makes you wonder about Hollywood. Can two celebrities who like each other actually suggest this and suddenly writers get started and money starts flowing and they make it? Because that's what it feels like. These two,
they do
goof with
each other
online, and suddenly, I don't know if it was Reynolds or who brought it up. Maybe a fan brought it up. You two should do a movie. Who knows? But
right. However it happened, the idea was born, and somehow all the people at both studios went, you know, money. We love that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure out a way to make this happen.
Two big stars.
And
but I thought,
combine our resources and just do this.
I thought What's His Bucket was done with Wolverine.
As Wolverine, yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, clearly Deadpool pulled him out of the gutter.
He's done now, though, right? This is the last movie.
God, you're asking me? Right. I mean, please. I'm no tinseltown tattler. This is, by the way, 6 years after the release.
I'm sorry. That's exactly what you are.
No, you say that all the time, but I'm just a girl who wanted to be in radio and wound up in this position. Caroline, I'm like, I can't even.
I tripped and fell.
I tripped and fell into this.
Morning radio
that's right.
In Market 4.
That is correct. I just happen to be amazing at it. So I wound up here. It's like the Tinseltown Tattler who can't stand award shows. Like, who am I? I don't even know who I am. I'm just a girl. Anticipation for this is huge. It's been 6 years since the last one. Did I just see Fergie's in this? That would be weird.
What's she doing there?
I don't think she is. I think I scrolled down too fast. Yeah.
I mean, I don't dislike her or anything, but.
Yeah, no, she's not. I take it back. Deadpool and Wolverine, the trailer, they're fighting to the effing death. It's very raunchy. You're going to love it. And we have it. Are we putting that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? We can, right? Even
that's
though there's
right,
swears
yes.
in it. It's definitely not safe for work. Put your headphones on. Okay. I mentioned briefly that there was a funny post yesterday from Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party.
Okay.
So she turns 50. and they get the five Spice Girls together. And by the way, the Spice Girls, while they clearly have stayed in touch, they haven't performed together since 2012. So, and I don't think that this really counts as a performance, but there they are doing the dance moves and singing their song, some song of theirs. It's called Stop. I wasn't a huge...
They didn't do the If You Want to Be My Lover?
It's possible that they did all kinds of songs there. They're not on a stage. They're just like sort of standing in a room and, you know, there's David Beckham putting his face into the, you know, selfie video that he's taking.
Now, that's a moment. I can see why he'd want his face in there.
There are, unfortunately, there's a bunch of stories coming out about this party now, but they made everyone, there was a camera ban. So I doubt that they confiscated.
Except
for David Beckham. That's the one piece of video that I've seen. Let me see how they word this thing. Cameras were strictly banned by the Beckhams, so there isn't any actual proof that the thing I'm about to tell you about went down. Now, I know that you used to be a break dancer. Now, I don't know if you carried around your own piece of cardboard.
Are you talking to Bryn?
Talking to you.
I was never a break dancer.
Egypt.
No, my good friend John Curta. This is one of those weird things when you're a kid, okay? I don't remember how old we were, but he used to get shipped every summer.
His mom shipped.
Used
to get shipped.
Right.
Go on.
Every summer, his mom would send him to his grandma's house in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And he would have to go back.
Pennsylvania
east.
Or California?
Pennsylvania, no. Okay. So we lived in Orange County at the time. We were junior high or high school. And he would get sent. So he was a guy who came back a different dude.
Every year?
No, not every year.
The one year that he discovered Egypt.
This one year he comes back and the next thing you know, he can, not only is he fully into breakdancing, he's good at it. Mm. Like he got good, could do head spins, all this stuff. And then he's the guy, I've told you this story. He took this Honda Civic and turned it into a rolling speaker box.
Mm.
It was the loudest, and it was a piece of death tan Civic that everyone has seen. They're off the road now because they all did their 300, 500,000 miles and are ruined, gone. But at that point, the whole thing shaked. The car was, the door jams would undo, and it was just so freaking loud. But he's the guy. I was not the guy.
I've seen you throw yourself down on the floor and spin around.
No, you haven't.
Yes,
well,
I have.
Okay, but that's...
I've known you all these years. Don't act like you never tried to break dance. Even if you weren't amazing like John, you know how to break dance. Please.
No.
Who was driving that car? Who was cranking up the stereo? Who was tapping in when that guy tapped out?
Not me.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You're so weird.
Anyway. As a professional breakdancer, I'm sure you'll understand the story.
Okay.
I get that you want to keep your secret identity. I'm with you.
All right.
At Victoria Beckham's star-studded 50th birthday party. And some of the, I mean, it's incredible. The guests are, it's all the other Spice Girls. Gordon Ramsay, Salma Hayek and her husband, Henri, Francois Henri Pinel, whatever.
That's the lady too, by the way. You know, on the list of like, if you were going to beg your partner for a gimme, holy frijoles.
There's a lot of people holding it together really well in this list. Like Eva Longoria was there. That chick has got it together. Like she looks as amazing as she ever has. Even the Spice Girls, every single one of the Spice Girls looks great. I'm like, they're all 50 years old. I'm like, good for you.
Remember when I told you
work done.
We were talking about how there's Superman and me naked standing in front of my wife, and I would honestly be like, you gotta go. You gotta.
You mean Henry Cavill?
Yeah. I'd be making eyes like, you gotta go that way. I won't even be mad. Go on. You have a chance to be with that guy? You gotta do it. Salma Hayek. I mean, there she is. Jesus.
You follow her on Instagram?
No.
Every other day I see a picture of her. I don't know if she's just got this yacht and she takes it everywhere, but she's in a bikini coming up out of the water, climbing up on it. Every single day it's a down shot.
You know what? I don't need that.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure every day.
Like
I don't
need that.
I don't know.
Jason Statham was there. There were a ton of people at this. And it's one of the funniest things.
So who broke dance? Is that right? Who break danced?
Break danced, I guess.
Anybody?
Her
Text
drink
in.
Is
how do you say that?
Her drink is tequila.
Who?
Victoria Beckham.
Oh, okay.
So at her 50th birthday party, this is her at 2 o'clock in the morning leaving the venue.
Oh, she got a piggyback.
She is sunglasses on, hanging tight. She got a long floor length gown on that she's hiked up to her knees and so that she can get her legs around David Beckham, who is carrying her with a very determined look on his face. This is one of the few pictures. I mean, this picture's going in and out because this is at a place called, I think it's called the Oxford. Let me see if I can find the name of it. Because it's a huge, oh, Oswald's. There it is. It's a, they call it London's King of Clubs, Oswald's. It's known to attract a who's who. When Beyonce was in town last year, she headed to Oswald's. When Princess Eugenie, she's adorable.
So the people who know.
Yes.
And if you ask, hey, where's the place? That's the place.
Right. So they have pictures of everybody showing up, but they obviously, you know, they weren't allowed in, but the paparazzi's there waiting for the comings and goings. Tom Cruise looks amazing. He wears his sunglasses at night as well.
He appears to live in London, doesn't he?
He does appear to live in London, yes. Or he has just, you know, one of his main places is there.
Okay.
Because, yeah, even that Russian oligarch's ex that he was seeing for a while.
That's where the stories were coming from.
Exactly. So it looks like at one point the music's going, everybody's having fun, everyone's dancing, and Tom Cruise got out on the floor and did some solid break dancing. Now, here's the problem. There's no proof of this. Other than the one David Beckham video that we've seen of the Spice Girls,
right?
Nobody was allowed to use their camera. But he, at this, you know, the reviews are in. And we're looking now at the five Spice Girls. And look, they're just standing in a row. They're not on a stage. People aren't even necessarily paying all that much attention to them in the background. They're just singing along with their song.
Oh, that's really cute.
It's really cute. They all look great. They look like they're having such a good time. It's a big celebration, the 50th birthday.
They know the dances, too.
They still remember them.
You practice that stuff enough.
I was looking at something. I don't know if I'll be able to find it. Oh, here it is. So, Scary Spice, Melanie Brown, she hinted at a potential reunion. In fact, this isn't even a hint. This is we're reuniting.
I thought I'd heard that more than once already.
Reposted the video that David Beckham put up on her Instagram stories and wrote about last night, hashtag tour dates coming soon.
That might be a joke though too.
Yeah, it might be, but it might also be happening.
So
a lot of people, you know, they were huge for a minute there.
All I can say about Tom Cruise on the dancing thing is that one of his best scenes of all time is when he's playing that agent and dances post credits or during the credits.
What is that in?
Is that Tropic Thunder?
It's Tropic Thunder. Yeah, that is
Tropic
what it is.
Thunder.
Right. Where he plays like a movie exec.
Right.
Who is... You don't even know it's him and he's like doing the hand slap on the ass thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it is Tropic Thunder.
Yep, there it is. Nice pull.
Which is a movie that has to be canceled, right?
It's
Robert Downey Jr.
is in blackface. But it's ironic. There's so many things in that are just, like, they're going for this is wrong on every level. The Ben Stiller character, he's famous for playing this special person.
Right.
It's
never
right.
Go
never
full.
Watch, yes.
Mm. Right.
We say that a lot at my house. Because we are also very wrong. That movie is so wrong. I remember watching that movie and I'm laughing and I feel bad about laughing at it. And I'm thinking, how am I? How is this allowed to get made in this day and age? Who said yes to this? And then there's Tom Cruise in it playing and he's like heavy and bald.
There he is. That's the scene.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, well, he recreated that on the dance floor at Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday. He's always been known as a dancer, though. Look at Ricky Business. He's running around. So funny. Oh, my God. Can you please is that possible for that clip to get up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can see what the hell we're talking about?
Sure.
Yeah. If you've never seen Tropic Thunder, it's probably best that you don't watch it, especially not on a... We're not recommending it.
It's not even that old, but it's old enough that it wouldn't come out today. I don't believe.
I know. Yeah. I mean, and that's got I don't know who greenlit it in the first place.
It's got nothing to do with my sensibilities. I just don't believe it would get made today.
Right. And you're right. It's not that old. Not that old at all. Like, did you find it? Can you tell us when it came out?
Oh, Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
Let me look.
Speaking of, while you do that, Robert Downey Jr. is, you know, he is on record as saying, I would happily return as Iron Man if I'm ever asked. That's, it's my DNA, so.
It was 08.
Oh. That yeah, is earlier than I thought.
It's not that old, though.
Yeah.
It's not that old, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But it is.
No, we definitely were like, never put blackface on by the time that 2008 rolled around, right? Mm-hmm. I really feel like that was definitely already a thing. All right, anyway. I am fully out of time, Vincent. What's coming up in the news?
You know, you're so damn entertaining. You make the time fly
well,
so fast.
You are I wonderful. Thank you so much for saying
it's
so.
It's impossible.
Wow. Just
for
thank
me to,
you.
To, for this break to have already left and now I have to go. Let's talk about vacation after
okay.
these.
Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice at 97.3 Instagram page. Stay connected by following our Instagram for exclusive glimpses into the studio.
Hello.
It's your ultimate destination for entertaining behind-the-scene moments. And that's what you want, right?
Behind-the-scene stuff, yeah.
Sure.
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 Welcome into the secret fold.
This story, I won't get too into it, because while I think it's super interesting, it's borders on dark.
Okay.
Okay? But Earth Day just happened, and as I was reading the internet, as I do, I saw this story, which I believe it was in the new Rolling Stone or something like that. So if someone passes away, there's two choices that we've got, maybe a third, I don't know, but now here's another one.
Okay.
So there's burial and cremation.
Yes.
And most people sort of have an idea and they give a directive or they don't, depending on whether they're willing to even discuss their own.
Right.
The possibility
demise.
That they could pass on.
I don't want to talk about that. It's too morbid. Let's talk about something more pleasant.
So, after forever, the options being burial or cremation, this new thing.
And when
thing,
you say burial, you mean in a coffin
yeah.
in a graveyard.
Yep.
Okay.
The new one is called human composting.
Mm.
Have you heard of this?
I have. It's actually
Get out
it's
of
been
here.
Around for a while.
You have heard of
well,
it.
Well, what I've heard of is people finding a place and digging a hole
oh, that's,
into the ground.
This is different than that.
Okay, are they throwing you on a heap of vegetables in this situation?
not vegetables, but very much like that. They
like
say
mushrooms and
there's
and
a
stuff.
By the way, okay. So I read the article and I'm like, oh my God, that's really interesting. So after you pass, your body will be washed and covered in a mixture of wood chips, alfalfa, flowers. There's some stuff put into you to help your body break down.
Oh.
And that you're put in a machine.
Oh.
You get heated up and then cooled down. And then the microbes start doing their work. And in about a month, depending on your weight, they open it up and you are
dirt.
Part of the earth again. If maybe again isn't the right way. You're back to, they say they pull out the teeth. If you have gold teeth or anything that won't break down. And there's,
what about your bones? Those
they
go too,
break
huh?
those down.
Wow.
They have a way to break those down and you become earth.
Something I can put in my garden.
Yes.
Oh, I love this. I might have to do this.
And so I just read this article and thought, wow, that's really interesting. First of all, I'd never heard of it. So I don't know if this is your sci-fi exposure.
This is definitely different than what I was talking about. Like the, you know, going back to the earth where they just wrap you in a sheet and drop you in a hole somewhere. No coffin, nothing. You just go back to the worms. That's what I've heard of. They call it human composting. Incredible.
And when I did a search for the story this morning, because I didn't have it handy, a million companies come up. Like, there's a bunch of companies that already do this.
I like it. You know, they say years after you've buried a person, even the way I'm talking about with they're just ear in the ground, you know, mob style, I guess.
Right.
They can still, like a dog could still find you. Like those cadaver dogs. There's remnants of you, remains.
Right.
There's your bones. There's your teeth. Right. All these things. I guess they smash your mouth up so that you know dental records. Yeah, I'm just talking about murderers.
Okay,
not normal people.
Take it easy.
But to hear that somebody could be reduced to something that doesn't have a bunch of bone fragments and stuff, like how great would it be if I was? I mean, yay, John, take my compost and plant a tree in it, and then the tree croaks. They're like, you got to get rid of that dirt. It's cursed, obviously.
And she laughs.
Isn't that a good one?
Wouldn't that be so funny if, like, you go through all this and then you plant a tree in your composted self and it's just like, no.
Anyway, one day after Earth Day, I just thought, I read that story yesterday and thought, that is neat.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the morbid side to it, but I thought, I've only known the two.
Well, when you think about how much of America, the Earth, is covered with graveyards.
It's a waste.
It's some of the most, in a way, it preserves it because you're there. You can walk through rolling hills covered with gravestones, but it's so creepy.
And look,
like, there's all these dead people. Right
I
there.
Will say,
yes.
On the flip side of the wasted land,
yeah.
My mom visits my dad's grave all the time.
Aww.
And my brother, because they lived right in the same area, and he's down south.
He's
down south in Orange County.
Were they living in Seattle when this?
Yes.
I'm amazed that, so did she know she was going to come back this way? Or had they already bought plots?
No, I don't know how all that went. I wasn't party to all these conversations, but she visits him all the time, and which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why people would defend the idea of burying someone because the people alive.
Oh, a place to go and commune.
Right. So anyway, I just thought I'd expose you to human composting.
It's
real, and you look it up, and you'll go, oh, there's companies all over doing this already. Mm. It's not new.
It's sort of surprising that they're allowed to. I mean, because it is true, the sort of the prevailing winds are, you get cremated or you get buried.
And maybe this will be something as it gets more accepted that could either be banned or put on the books as this is legal.
Right.
Everybody calm down. It's fine. Anyway.
Because isn't that the whole thing? When something dies, it goes back to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Matter can be neither created nor destroyed.
This next story I like just because I do believe this. You might not. In fact, you might feel like, oh, I don't want to see my neighbors. I want no part of that.
Oh.
But in this study that I'm reading, they found that a livelier, more open front yard to your home makes for a better connected resident to the neighborhood.
Mm.
And I've noticed in my neighborhood and others where you see people, they've been Christina does this all the time. She pulls out a movie screen onto the driveway, this thing she bought, and projects a movie onto the, and has all the neighbors come sit in our driveway, and they eat popcorn, sure, and they sit in chairs, and they pull blankets up. And
are they facing the driveway or facing out to the road?
They're facing out to the road.
Okay.
The screen is down the driveway, so they're
you're up, right,
down.
I see. Got it a little bit. And then what? Everyone brings like a little lawn
chair over? There's lawn chairs, there's blankets,
and now
she just bought, and we haven't used it yet, but she bought a little fire pit. The movable one, so she'll pull that out. And
how lovely.
We needed that. And she's all, you try sitting out there in nighttime. I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't, you know, do your thing.
Yeah.
Blankets aren't enough.
So
it is California.
You've gone
to
bed, or this happens on the weekend?
Oh, this is,
or?
I've gone to bed.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I
this
see.
This is, you know, me.
I do.
Well, you and I live the same life.
Mm. Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock.
John might be doing this in our driveway, and I would not know.
Right.
That's fun, though.
Anyway,
I like that.
I just think it's very true. You find people who focus on their backyard and keep away from the neighbors. But they're saying here in this story, the more open and lively your front yard is, the porch with some chairs, maybe you don't have a movie night and invite everyone over. But it is a way to have happier, more connected neighbors and neighborhoods and have stronger ties among neighbors. So consider it. Put a chair out there and grab a seat. Take it in. I know there's also those people who are like, that person never leaves the front yard. I really want them to go get a job. Well, all right. There's
that too. I mean, that's the thing. If everyone was a happy medium, this would work. But there are those people in your neighborhood. Look, I have some great neighbors. I really do. I love where I live. And I, you know, my one neighbor is, he's the mayor. Like, he's always out there walking his dog around.
Joe.
No, it's Matt.
Oh, Matt.
And, yeah,
hey, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Matt is great. He lives around the corner, and he's just a great guy with a really interesting story. And he is the guy who puts all our block parties together and little neighborhood happy hour out in the cul-de-sac. Like, he's just great. But there are definitely neighbors that you're like, oh, God, I don't want to get caught. I just can't.
Is that the tobacco chewing lady?
Oh, that lady.
That wants to do your husband?
Yeah, she's a neighbor, but she's nice enough. It's just, as long as she doesn't try to do my husband.
Well, I would think the whole, you know,
chaw thing.
Cheek full of chaw would be a turnoff, but you never know.
You never know, though.
You never know what people like.
Maybe she's all like, hey, John, poink.
He's like, guys, it's doing anything, so carcass is carcass.
Yeah, there you go, carcass is carcass. Thank you for reminding me of my incredible saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ding. She's nice. She's hot. She's hot, you know. She's just like, whoa. She's also chewing tobacco.
Actually.
Yes, sir.
Let me see if I can find I'll never find
you
it.
You can do it. You can find it.
A lot of kids are using.
No. Chewing tobacco?
Let me see if I can find it.
Is it those little pouches?
It's the pouches. It's not chewing tobacco, but it is nicotine, and it is
addictive. And it is
going to
cause mouth cancer. Those things just sitting there burning into your gum. It's not good for you.
I can't find it. I'll find it later. It would have been really cool if I would have had that tied into your neighbor that chews, but I didn't expect her to come up.
Just a pinch between the teeth and gums. Cheek and gums, isn't it?
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I did one time and it went all over my mouth. Isn't that what everyone does? You put it in your mouth and it just flies apart? You don't know how they do it?
Well, the stuff that made me vomit that did what you're talking about.
Oh, that Lyle gave you?
I barfed on myself, yeah. That was called snuff, which is different than chew. And I don't know why or how. I'd never done it before. But the guy that I was crossing the country with who said, take some of this, and I did because I went, okay, you seem friendly enough.
I just met you at a truck stop. What could possibly go wrong?
But yes, that powdered all over my mouth, and then I barfed.
Maybe that's what I had. It was like if you loosed a cigarette. Like, you know, took it out of its paper wrapper. It just went, yours sounds, like, snuff sounds finer to me.
It, I believe it is. But I've done chewing tobacco because I thought maybe this will help me quit smoking. Believe me, it was funny. My roommate goes, go back to the cigarettes. That is disgusting. And I was like,
you were spitting and
you
stuff.
You think this is worse than the cigs? And he's like, 10,000 times worse. Yes. And I'm like, hold on. I can't believe you. You know, I mean, it is true. There you are. You're spitting it. You're holding a... Ugh. Anyway, I'll find the story and do it later. Let me move on. A glitch, a weird glitch last week removed Philadelphia as a current location option on Facebook and Instagram.
What?
And Philly folks started blasting Zuck. Why you hate us?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It was a glitch. Who gets computer glitches? You should turn on and work perfectly every single time.
What the hell changed?
Why is that ball still spinning? Land already.
Stop
thinking. Stuff to do. Jeez.
Do I have to restart you again?
Well, and that's it. You get impatient. You start going, well, let me just... And then you go, why did I do that? Now I'm back to... Anyway, if you're from Philly, they had this problem. A weird glitch removed Philly as an option last week. And people got... And Philly's known for being...
Aggro.
Well, they're the ones... There's a famous story in the NFL, you know, folklore that they famously threw rocks at Santa Claus at Christmas. Rocks and snowballs. You know, they're those people. There's the story about...
Leave it to someone from Philly to think...
You know what we should do, yes.
Santa.
I mean, they're just known for being a hostile crowd.
Yeah, like John has said... He's on record. We lived in Philly, obviously, for a year, first year that you and I knew each other. He's like, I have never felt so close to being in bar fights in my life than every bar I've ever been in Philly. He's like, I just want to leave.
John?
Yeah, because he's like, no, sir, I didn't. I'm not looking at anything. I didn't mean to jostle you. He's like, everyone who turns around has this look in their eye like, oh, you want to take this outside?
That is
Philly, you guys are crazy.
If you tried to add Philly as your hometown or current city, your only options were things like Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Oh, go.
The only choice in Pennsylvania was a small town of New Philadelphia, about 90 miles outside the city. It affected businesses, too. For their part in this, Zuckerberg and, you know, the two or one company, Meta, says it was a glitch. It was a mistake. It's fixed. Calm down.
How long was it a glitch?
Don't be so mad.
Long enough that Philly was outraged.
The issue has been resolved. You know, one of the things that happens, and I don't know that it happens here in California, but it certainly happened in Philly, is that second city to New York City. There's like a, we're just as big and just as good.
Right.
What?
It's like little brother syndrome.
Yep. So maybe that's part of it too.
Yeah, we got to puff up our chest and be a little tougher here in Philly.
We
eat our bagels over here and drink our water. You guys. Gonna go down the shore.
Some people think about their next vacation when they're burned out at work.
Yeah.
Oh, Calgon.
Take me
well,
away.
I guess you don't dream about taking a bath, but whatever thing,
I love Hawaii.
You can fix me.
Right. Oh, you can put me back
you
together.
You know what would fix me? 10 Mai Tais and 5 days of being passed out on the beach.
Oh, sounds perfect.
It wouldn't work for me because I'd never make it home, but for you, that'd be the perfect vacation.
You'll have to content yourself with the sunset.
In a new survey, about 20% of Americans say they're always thinking about their next vacation while on vacation.
Even while on vacation.
Which is... 20%.
Yeah, please don't do that. That's actually a very wrong way to live your life. You are now at the vacation you've dreamed of for so long. Try to just like let your shoulders loose and look around. Just, wow, here I am.
Be
let it
in
soak in.
The moment for once in your life.
Hard to do.
That is one of those things that I had a girlfriend that pulled that on me while we were out. You know where we should go next? And I was just like,
we're here now.
You wear me out with this stuff. We're just talking. No, you're wearing me out with this stuff. Can we just be on vacation and not talk about what's next and how much that'll cost? I know there are other people who would be like, yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great, but you know what would be better?
That wears me out.
Mm. Well, it feels like you're wasting your vacation money. on, because clearly you haven't found the actual place you want to go.
The thing that will, yeah, make
Hawaii,
you happy.
Turns out, I don't know, are you going to go to a different island or?
The average person spent 11 days on vacation last year and is hoping to spend 15 on vacation this year.
Mm.
That little boost would be a good thing. Because people consider vacations a form of self-care. Absolutely. Get away from your phone and your daily routine.
Right.
It's a good thing. 80% of people would be interested in a do-nothing vacation. Mm. And I like those as well. I actually, staycations for me, because I love where I live, are often the best vacations.
Right.
I'm not overly plugged in, so I can pull out and just be like, yeah, I'm going to surf, eat healthy,
yep,
exercise,
yep,
play guitar.
Enjoy the place I live.
Hang with my kids.
Yeah, we did that. When you went to Hawaii, we just did a staycation.
And you loved it.
I loved it. You know what's great about it? Trivia. We're doing a trivia thing this weekend. I can't wait. I love trivia. When I'm retired someday, I'm going to do at least one weekly trivia night.
You know what was great about my staycation? Trivia?
Yeah. We went to a trivia night at this little place in at Tam Junction. It's like really close to Proof Lab.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. And then the next night we went to a trivia place in at the Mayflower, ding ding shame, in San Rafael.
You did back-to-back nights of trivia.
We did. Yeah. And then
went with you.
Oh, he's down. I know you think that I'm dragging him to things.
No. Listen.
We're pretty simpatico.
Yeah, I mean there's
we're in sync.
But yeah, you drag him to crap. But I also think that he goes because he's like, yeah, that's my wife.
That's fun.
I do what she does.
John came up with, it's funny too, because John's like a guy who, when he plays a softball game, win or lose, the next day I get the breakdown. And I like that. Like, he wants to tell me the hero move that he had.
Should have seen me it. Belt this one.
Sure. He's like, yeah, I made a couple good plays. I'm like, all right, let's sit out back and you tell me all about it. So he does. He tells me, it's fun. And then he, at trivia though, he came up with some... It's a device that measures wind speed, and it had some funky name. And they ask the question, and he stands up at the table, and he's like, "I know the answer," because you can't yell the answer out. There's tables all around you, and he knew. Or no, I know what it was. They told you the word, and you had to know what it was. And so he knew that. Yeah. I haven't heard the end of that.
He's
like, oh, it's like when I was the only one who knew. I was like, you were the only one. No one else had ever heard of that, hon. Ooh, you just, what a hero. You saved the day.
John!
Anemometer.
Anemometer. That's what it was.
Yeah.
John knew what that was. He's like,
wow.
I know what that is. Anemometer. It sounds like something for your backside.
Our text number is what?
What?
I don't know what you just said. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. It's like Oakland trying to be called San Francisco East. It is kind of like that, except I don't think Oakland's trying to do that. The Oakland airport is trying to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they want people to know they're an option. You can't blame them for that.
Oh, 415 says, you guys did a story, which means it would have been Sarah, pre-pandemic, like in 2019, when Luke Perry died, he was buried in a compostable mushroom suit.
The mushroom suit's the thing I've heard of. I don't know if that's the same, though. This is a machine.
This is a thing they put you in for a period of time.
Heat you up, and cooks your stuff, and microbes take over, and... incredible.
707 says, snuff is intended to be snorted, that's why it's so fine. Yeah, but the guy who gave it to me told me you put it in your gum.
Mm.
And that's why I did it that way. Believe me, I didn't know what I was doing. I went, okay.
And then
he's like, you're on the road for a while? He goes, okay, yeah, this will keep you up. And I went, okay.
I wonder if it was actually like cocaine or
something. No, it wasn't.
My God.
No, it was brown and it tasted like tobacco. And I barfed.
Right down the front of yourself. In the car.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have time to pull over and it just flew out of you.
415 says, at least someone wants to do guitar, John. Yeah!
Who wants to do him? Oh, the lady
neighbor
with the snuff.
With the chewing tobacco.
Listen, a lot of people, I'm sure, want to do John. John is, like, totally doable. Sometimes I look at him and be like, you look great. You look really sexy. And he's like, oh, you want to? No, of course not. But you look so good.
Well, the right answer is yes, of course I do.
Yeah, but then I have to go do them.
What?
So that's the wrong answer.
You know, it's funny. The missus, so there was dinner the other night that we went out to, and it was just supposed to be me and her, or as far as I knew. And I was thinking, oh, this, you know.
Oh, right, the surprise.
We don't get lucky
birthday.
Much anymore. Maybe oh. that'll happen. And then when I, yeah, and then I saw my friends, and then I was like, oh my God, are you guys here? Wait,
are we all going to do it?
And then a bunch of, and then two more people came, and then I was like, oh, this is, that's, you're right, that's not happening.
No.
Uh-huh. As celebratory as it was, and sure. as fun as the good time was, most guys just want their wife to do them.
Yeah. That's the best birthday present you could get. Did you get that on your actual birthday, or are you
no.
too sick for that?
This cold, 3 weeks now, going this Saturday. The third week of this cold.
Are you getting some help for that cough?
I have. Yes. Did you see the pill I took?
I did not.
These things don't work, though.
What kind of, what are you talking about?
It's a new thing doctors are giving people.
Oh.
Maybe you've heard of it. It's called benzonatate.
Never heard of it.
Benzonatate.
And it's not helping. Is it breaking it up a little?
Do you see me stopping?
No. You're coughing less today than you have.
It's just a cold. It is what it is. Two and a half weeks. Going on third week this Saturday.
Sucks. I'm just hoping you're not contagious. I mean, I'm sitting. I'm pretty far away from you. We're not like, you know.
Feel free to let me stay home. I mean, if you want to call the boss and he wants to say,
you know
stay
what?
Home.
You should ask him.
I'm not asking anybody.
Not me either.
Anything.
I'm not asking
Forget
anybody.
Forget about
right.
that. What's coming up in the trash?
No good deed goes unpunished and anger management.
It's out.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up. With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.